This is Courageous Heartbeats. Listen to heart-centered entrepreneurs, coaches, and creative professionals as they share their stories about what it's like to follow their hearts. Discover how they conquer their fears and find the courage and confidence to follow their dreams. Your journey begins here with your host, certified EFT practitioner, Marion Buck Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Courageous Heartbeats. I'm your host, Marion Buck Murray. I started this series because I know firsthand how scary it can be, not only to start your own business, but also to put yourself out there each and every day in order to create the success you desire. You see, I was really terrified of shining in my own business. I'm intimately aware of all of the doubt and the fears and anxiety that comes up for solopreneurs and entrepreneurs. And I'm no stranger to courage. I've had to summon a lot of it in my life. I found myself being very brave in a number of scary places, including two autoimmune illnesses and two heart surgeries. I've been able to speak in front of large audiences, and I also helped start a demonstration school in the town where I lived. But when it came to my own business and my true talents, I found it much harder and almost impossible at times to summon the courage to do what it takes to allow my business to thrive. And it was so frustrating. I would sign up for all sorts of business courses and programs, downloadable programs, programs online, hoping to get, somewhere where I wanted to be. But then after all that enthusiasm, I would find myself back in the same place, so eager to share my talents, but held back by my fear of shining. And it's not that I wasn't talented. I worked first as a holistic nutrition coach before becoming an EFT practitioner. And I'm good. I know my craft. I help my clients. And they experience wonderful results by working with me. But no matter what, it was never good enough. And I would continually hold myself back because of fear. And it wasn't until I began my healing journey many years ago with my Rubenfeld Synergist that I even became aware of the fear that I had trapped in my energy system. And all this fear was the result of my experiences with my suicidal sister, Charlotte, when I was a teen. You see, it was at that time that I went into hiding. I was terrified to shine in front of Char. I didn't want her to feel bad about herself, and so I shut myself down. I diminished myself, my talents, my ability to feel good about my own success. And eventually, when I was 17, Charlotte took her life. And it was that trauma that I believe contributed to all of my illnesses. It was through my efforts to heal my body and my mind that I actually discovered the link between trapped emotions and illness. And eventually, the link between trapped emotions and troubles with success. I knew I had to use what I've learned to help others. Like so many of us, my experiences with darkness has led me to my work. I knew I was on my right path. It was very clear to me. And still, I faced so much fear of shining. And I still face fear. And thankfully, with EFT tapping and meditation and heart breath, and other techniques, I've been able to clear so much of my fear. And gradually, I found myself doing more and more, taking one risk, one courageous step after another. So now I reach out and ask for teaching gigs. I ask for speaking gigs. I host teleseminars. I go networking. I'm telling my story that I was so scared to tell. And now I'm hosting my own podcast. And for me, all of this took enormous courage. It doesn't mean that it would take enormous courage for someone else. What it means to me is that there are many actions in front of us each and every day that demand courage. Courage is showing up each day to follow our dreams. And so, from all of my trials with fear and courage, past and present, comes this Courageous Heartbeat series, which is devoted to shining the light on solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and creative professionals who have found the courage to follow their hearts. Each week, I will share a new interview, and these interviews are designed to inspire you and to assist you to feel more courageous in the work that you do. In bringing light to the fears we face, we are able to transform them. I've followed my heart in more ways than one. Because of my numerous health issues with my heart, I began to listen very, very closely to it. And eventually, I found the beautiful metaphors of illness that helped me heal my life. And now, through the grace of healing, I get to follow my heart again and do the work that I love to do. I truly believe in the power of our hearts to guide us to our right livelihood. The word for heart in French is cœur. Courage comes from our hearts. When we encourage ourselves to follow our dreams, we honor what I believe is the most sacred part of our being. So enjoy this series. Listen to the interviews. Subscribe to the podcast. And share it with others you think would be helped. And please use your courage to reach out to the guests who resonate with you. My best wishes for your courage as you follow your heart. I'm Marion Buck Murray. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Courageous Heartbeats, where heart-centered entrepreneurs share their inspiring stories. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you can catch all of our episodes. And remember to grab your free MP3 download, Getting Unstuck with EFT, at marionbuckmurray.com.